And we're back here on Giants.com. I'm Lance Meadow. We're now joined by ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. And Adam, a lot of changes for the New York Giants this offseason. New faces, a new offensive coordinator. What is the biggest storyline connected to this team?
I think it really starts up front, Lance. The offensive line has to be much better than it was last year because everything filtered off that. Because the offensive line broke down. Eli didn't have the time that he needed. He turned over the football. Didn't have enough time to hit the wide receivers. The running game couldn't get established the way that they would like to do it. And to me, it all started up front. So they went out this offseason, and they invested a second-round draft pick in Weston Richburg. They signed Jeff Schwartz. They went out and added offensive linemen with the hopes that really the foundation of what should be a good team is better than it was last year. And if the offensive line is better, they'll be better. And if it's not, then they won't be.
And that should mean better numbers for Eli Manning, as you just alluded to. You look at when a new offensive coordinator joins a team, what it did for the likes of Alex Smith, Phillip Rivers. What can Ben McAdoo do to improve Eli's numbers?
Well, you'd like to see what Ken Whisenhunt did for Phillip Rivers in San Diego happen here in New York. And I think that when you bring in somebody new, it shakes up what had been the status quo. And I think it kind of brings some life to everybody. It provides a spark and energy. And Kevin Gilbride was tremendous for this team for a long time. But new ideas, new thinking, new philosophy, new approach. It's going to be more up-tempo this season. And I think that that just provides a little bit of shock for everybody. It kind of gives them a little bit of energy going forward. And I think that's probably a good thing. Now, you hope that it carries forward, that Ben McAdoo and Eli connect the way that some of these other new coordinators have with other quarterbacks around the league. And if they do, then that means great things for this football team.
When you look at the defensive side of the ball, if the Seahawks showed us any blueprint, it's the fact that if you get a physical big secondary, it could do wonders. How does this Giants secondary stack up to the rest of the league?
Well, it's hard to compare, but you say that the Seahawks secondary provided the blueprint. Well, they go out and sign one of the Seattle defensive backs, Walter Thurman, along with another guy who played in the Super Bowl, and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. So right there, they're adding cornerbacks to go along with Prince Amukamara. So they feel like they've got some cornerbacks. You get Stevie Brown back, and you hope that he's going to be the fixture in the secondary that he's been when he's been healthy. Antrell Roll, of course, everybody knows what he is. So I know they feel good about the secondary. I know they feel like they've got a lot more talent this year than they've had in other years, which they're going to need against the Philadelphia Eagles and Washington Redskins and Dallas Cowboys, because the strength of those teams really is the way they move the ball in the air. And this is now a Giant defense that had to take steps along those lines to shut down or at least slow down the divisional opponents.
And with that being said, you just went over the state of this division. Where do the Giants line up? What do you think their expectations are?
I think it's a very unstable, unpredictable division. I think the favorite has to be the Philadelphia Eagles, and they won the division last year, so it's easy to point to them because they're coming off success. So seldom does football go the way that we think it will, but I think Dallas has got major questions on the defensive side of the football. Washington's got major questions on the defensive side of the football. The Philadelphia Eagles, we don't know that they're going to be consistent, though we think that they're a very good football team. And the Giants, again, we talked about the offensive line being key. I think that's the real question here in New Jersey and New York with this team.